Ran heavy last segment. Let's get right at it. The big head has come around rather sporadically since the end of the NFL season, but with a UFC 259 card that is incredible this weekend. You got three championship fights. I knew that the head would be looking to bust out, and certainly he is. First things first, head, what's it been like for you since the NFL season ended? What have you gotten yourself into? Have you been getting down, head?
Of course I have, Jim. NBA, man. I have an extremely strong love-hate relationship with the sport, but I'm addicted to the action, so I'm all over that right now. And a little college basketball, too.
All right, good. UFC President Dana White came on yesterday, and I know you're all about the UFC. We talked about UFC 259. He was hyped. I know you are, too. It's a great card. You've got three championship fights. Let's get right into it. Aljamain Sterling and Peter Yan. This one is for Yan's bantamweight belt. It is a great matchup. It's almost too close to call. Yan is a slight favorite. What number do you have? Who are you going with?
It's been extremely even all week. The latest number I have is Yan as the minus 120 favorite, Jim, but I'm going Aljamain Sterling here in minus 110. This is the toughest of all of the title fights, and there's probably seven great fights on Saturday night, but stylistically, against Yan, I like the grappler v. Strikler and Sterling. We're going Sterling minus 110 here, Jim.
I was going to say, we know Sterling is really effective when the fight goes to the ground. Yan would rather just wreck him standing up. Do you think that he can do that? Can he keep that fight upright and do what he does best?
If he can keep it upright, there's no doubt about it. He can wreck Sterling. But Sterling is excellent with his kicks and his stand-up, so I'm banking on the fact that Yan is going to try to get inside with his boxing, but that plays into Sterling's hands. And if he can convert that opening into a takedown, Yan is in trouble there. Yan has a great takedown defense. It's over 80%, Jim, but I think that is extremely padded because he's never faced a grappler like Sterling in his prime. And if Sterling can get them hands on him or his Adam's apple, he's a damn wizard now, man, and he could finish anybody from any angle. I've never seen anything like it in the UFC.
He's the big head. We don't have as much time as we normally do, so I'm going to keep moving through it. Dana and I also were talking about Amanda Nunes yesterday. To me, head, she's as classy outside the octagon as she is violent inside of it. She's an unbelievable champion. She is one of my favorite fighters ever. She is defending her featherweight belt against Megan Anderson, and is a huge favorite. The typical big head play is to take the challenger and the value, but can you really see yourself ever going against Amanda?
It is my play usually, but no way. This would be a Buster Douglas type of upset, kind of like Hawk maybe trying to beat me in a fight. Not going to happen. Amanda is minus 1,100 to minus 900, Jim, out there. So
did you just say it's like Buster Douglas or like Hawk beating me in a fight?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty accurate, I'd say, odds on that.
40 to 1, I think, as I recall.
Yeah, all right. Something like that, yeah.
So you're just staying away from that altogether?
Staying away from it. I mean, usually I would maybe go for a KO or a tap out on Amanda. She's so diverse that I just don't like it, so I'm staying off that fight.
All right, so that's the big one. Israel Adesanya looking to do something that only four others have ever done in the history of the UFC, and that's hold two belts at the same time. He's already the middleweight champ, but he's moving up to fight Jan Blachowicz, the light heavyweight title, or for the title, and he is doing so at minus 240. Even at those odds, he is no lock, and he's moving up in weight. How do you see that fight?
I like Izzy here, Jim, but it is absolutely no lock. It's a smaller cage, and Jan's weight and strength, it'll be hard to overcome. Now, Izzy just weighed in at over 200 pounds, so it's a little bit higher than I thought it would, but look, dude, he is the sport's best matador, and right now, and as good as Jan is standing up, he's not Izzy. This could be an awkward fight, Jim.
But awkward.
But of these two dudes that love the counter, and at some point, Jan's going to have to blitz him, and at that point, Izzy's speed will take over. I like Izzy minus 230. I don't think he humps Jan like he did Costa, but I do like Izzy to win this fight.
The big head picking Izzy minus 230. All right, so you've got the three championship fights, and one of them you want nothing to do with. Is there anything else that you're looking at this weekend? We've got the All-Star weekend, but anything related to the association, and I know you have a love-hate relationship with the league.
Yeah, because it's the All-Star break, I'm going to get some action there. I'm not going to do on that garbage game that they'll play Sunday, but I will jump on the NBA MVP thing here, Jim, and I'm hitting your guy, Joel Embiid, at plus 225 right now. He's the second choice after LeBron at plus 175. Also, Nikola Jokic at plus 350 is great value. And Joel and Nikola are having the two best seasons, but the media, of course, is doing media things and washing LeBron at every turn, and that's what Vegas sees here, is because they're playing off of what the media probably will do and not who the real MVP should be, and that should be Joel. He's having a great year, and the only reason why I like him over Jokic is because of the team success and his defense. So, Joel Embiid, man, plus 225.
Bro, you are getting awfully loose with the language, man. I'd be careful. This is not a podcast. This is still the middle of the day program, East Coast time. Really quickly, have you gotten down on the NCAA tournament? I know you love that.
I did. I hit my winners last week, and as always, you know, I'm going to hedge my bet with the Zags at plus 250. But since those odds are so bad and it's bad value, I could only go with one other team, and I'm going to Illinois. And I hit them before their game with Michigan, so I got them at plus 1,600. So I'm going Zags plus 250 with Illinois plus 1,600. Illinois is a lot better than teams think they are, Jim, and I think they're seeing that right now. Brad Underwood's a great coach, and they got a lot of depth out even behind their two best players. So Zags and Illinois to win the tournament.
I know you love that play, Big Head. I know you love to find the one to hedge with, and then you'll find somebody else you like where you think there's great value and you want to take your shot. Do me a favor, very quickly, run down every bet that we just talked about. So if they're just joining us or they did not follow, what are you hitting this weekend ahead?
At UFC 259, I'm hitting Sterling minus 110. I'm hitting Izzy minus 230. I'm also going to go Joel Embiid to win the NBA MVP at plus 230, and Gonzaga plus 250, and Illinois plus 1600 to win the NCAA tournament, Jim.
The bird wants to correct your pronunciation of Gonzaga and remind you that it's the Zags, Gonzaga.
I got some hands for the bird, so okay, bird.
You know, one more thing, too. I've not seen the odds, but Jungle Racing's Gigetta is going to run this weekend ahead. I think that she will certainly not be the favorite. She's not the one to beat, but, you know, she tries hard. If she gets good trip, she's always going to make things interesting. So just at least mentally make note of that.
I'm all over it, Jim. I think she's going to be the four horse on Sunday's three race, I believe. So I'm
third
all
race
over that. I have not got my notification yet or the odds, but I will be betting that, too.
All right. Attaboy. Me, too. The Big Head, James Kelly. Great job, Head. Really well done. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jim.
My man. And dude, dial it back a little bit on your use of the language. You don't need to be talking about people washing other people. Not if you want to stay on this show. Not if I want to stay on this show. Take it easy, Head. My man's just getting more and more comfortable. Big Head Bets. I used to say it's for entertainment purposes only, but I no longer say that. It's to get paid. It's for getting paid purposes only.
Everybody get down.